On a lighter note to close, I'm curious, His Holiness speaks of his affection for an old film projector in this book that had belonged to the 13th Dalai Lama. Have you ever spoken to him about your own profession? Has he admitted to seeing modern films? Has he seen any of your films?
I don't think he had any idea who I was when I first met him.
Really?
And I, to this day, I don't think he's seen one of my films. I think he has mentioned in there that he enjoyed seeing the first films that he saw, which were mostly probably about World War II. He was getting newsreels and news clips and that kind of thing.
Right. And some Charlie Chaplin.
And Charlie Chaplin. You know, I don't think he doesn't come home at night and go, well, what DVD am I going to put on the box? You know, what am I going to call up on Showtime? His Holiness ends his day at this point, like about 6 o'clock. And he gets something. Actually, he doesn't even eat at that point. Usually his last meal is lunch, noontime. And he does his prayers, which is several hours. And then he's up again at 3:30 in the morning and starts again with his prayers. Begins his active day with others around 7. There's really no time in his day. I doubt if there's any interest. I think the richness of his mind and the work he's doing is so much, so far beyond the thoughts of entertainment. Even maybe the most meaningful kind of movies perhaps is a little shallow for him.
Well, thank you. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us about these things.
Thank you. This was a great experience. I knew it would be.
Thanks.
Thanks.